Time for your water report. The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water. Today it's about where rivers meet aquifers.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about the hidden relationship between surface water and groundwater. When you see all the water flowing in rivers and creeks, have you ever wondered, does the water connect to groundwater in ways other than just recharge projects? Most of us think of rivers and groundwater as totally separate. The river is what we see. Groundwater is what's in our wells. Out of sight, out of mind. But they're actually in constant conversations with each other. Imagine a river moving through the valley. It looks like it's just flowing along the surface. But underneath, some of that water is slowly seeping down into the ground, feeding the aquifer below. It's like a savings account quietly building up in the background. Now flip that around. When we pump a lot of groundwater, especially during drought, we're not just lowering water levels in wells. We can actually pull water away from nearby rivers and streams. In some cases, groundwater and surface water are so connected that heavy pumping can reduce stream flows. It matters for ecosystems, too. Fish depend on steady flows. Wetlands rely on that delicate balance between surface water and groundwater. When that connection gets disrupted, habitats can shrink or disappear. The interconnectedness is one of the key reasons California passed the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. SGMA isn't just about keeping wells from going dry. It's about recognizing that groundwater sustainability affects rivers, wetlands, farms, cities, everything. It's one system. So when we capture stormwater and recharge aquifers, we're doing more than storing water underground. And when we reduce pumping during droughts, we're not just protecting groundwater levels. We're helping stabilize rivers and the ecosystems that depend on them. The more we start thinking about water as one connected system instead of separate pieces, the smarter our decisions become. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.